I knew Kat was working this afternoon, which is the reason I decided to go over and work out in the first place. I wanted some time alone with Kat's dad. It's not as weird as you're thinking. Sure, I've technically known him since Kat and I became friends in third grade, but after her mom and him split a few years later, he moved away and even Kat only saw him on occasional weekends. I saw him once, maybe twice a year at best. Mr. Westlake, or Scott, was not your typical dad of a college daughter. He kept young and fit. He was handsome with his graying hair and sexy eyes. He was easy to talk to, but still definitely a fatherly type. Never got too close, but was always genuinely interested in his daughter, and in turn, her friends. He moved back 6 months ago to a pretty big place, which had a huge portion of the basement as a dedicated workout space, including mirrored walls, padded flooring, weights, a treadmill, and a bike, as well as a yoga area for Kat, and in turn me, to use, now that our gym was undergoing renovations for the next month. I was just gonna work out, if that's okay, I said to Scott as he was looking at me inquisitively between weight reps. Sure, I'll be out of your hair soon. I'm almost done, he said, a little breathlessly. I'd love to say it was the result of the sight of me taking his breath away and not exerting himself during his workout, but I wasn't in seduction mode just yet. No point scaring him off too soon. Scott and I had a pretty casual, playful, joking, borderline flirty relationship, although he never crossed any lines or said anything too risque. The signs were there. If I wasn't his daughter's best friend, if I wasn't still in college, he'd be interested. Reluctantly, sure, because of the age gap. He was conventional in that kind of way. But he'd still be interested. And that was all I needed to know for now. My baggy low-riding sweatpants and zippered Adidas sports shirt didn't show off much yet, as I settled into the yoga area to stretch and warm up, watching Mr. Westlake in the mirror count his reps as he worked on the free weights with his headphones on. I slipped my earbuds in and began swaying a bit to a tune that was playing as I did a few lunges, side lunges, squats, and stretches, watching him covertly sneak glances at me, too. When he turned, bending to replace the set of weights he'd been using, I whistled a cat call at the sight of his ass, loud enough to be heard over his music or podcasts or erotic audio or whatever the heck he had playing through those headphones. His head whipped back towards me, a guarded scowl on his face at the whistle, until he could see me chuckling back at him, and he shook his head at my antics, smiling and then tossing his damp face towel over the distance between us. I squealed and jumped back to avoid getting hit by it, laughing harder. Things were heating up, at least for me. So I held his gaze and slowly began to work on the zipper of my sport shirt. His eyes grew wide and wider still as the zipper got lower and lower. I knew he was holding his breath, wondering if I had on anything underneath and how far I'd go. He shook his head slowly in warning, but as playful as ever in the next instant, with my zipper only halfway down, I slowly slipped the collar of my shirt off one shoulder, revealing the thick strap of a deep purple sports bra that I wore underneath. He shook his head again at my antics, as I unzipped the sport top the rest of the way and removed it. Now dressed in only my baggy, low-rise sweats and a form-fitting sports bra, our individual workouts continued. More stretching and strength training for me. More weights from him. I was working up a sweat, and it was time for me to set in motion the next phase of my seduction anyway. I stood and watched Scott watching me in the mirror as I tugged at the strings of the waist of my pants, the only things holding them up. And then I bent at the waist, pushing my ass out towards his direction as I began to wriggle the sweats down over my hips, over the rounded curve of my ass, and slowly down my legs, revealing matching deep purple form-fitting yoga short shorts, the kind that really do nothing to cover the wearer's full ass cheeks. I stayed bent over as I stepped out of the baggy sweats and kicked them aside, reaching behind me to adjust the hem of my yoga shorts that had ridden up even higher under my sweats as I was working out. Using my index fingers, I slipped them under the bottom hem, snapping the shorts back into place against my rounded ass cheeks, and following the curve of the hem in towards the V between my thighs, where the material had slipped high up between my pussy and ass slit, resulting in a deep camel toe front to back. I still swayed my hips, slowly side to the beat of the music, as I slipped the tips of my fingers just under the tiny scrap of material at my crotch, tugging it from its place, deeply nestled into my creases. Scott had stopped mid-rep, just watching my display, his mouth slightly gaping at the sight. When I finally stood, I looked over my shoulder at him and smiled. "Like the view?" I asked, and that snapped him out of it. He turned away from me, immediately putting the weights away, grabbing a new towel to wipe off, and muttering about being done with his workout and letting me have the space to myself. That wouldn't do at all. But what could I do? Sweep the leg. The thought came to me like a mantra. Sweep the leg. Both Kat and I had enrolled in MMA classes at our gym for several months before they'd closed for construction, and I'd missed the physical contact that form of exercise gave me. Sweep the leg. The voice grew strong as Scott strode towards me on his way to the basement exit. Sweep the leg! Sweep the leg! It was no use. The compulsion was too strong. And the next thing I knew, I was crouching, extending my leg, and in a sweeping motion, knocking Scott's legs out from under him. He hit the mats with a shocked thud, landing on his ass and elbows, looking up at me in disbelief. "What the fuck, Lace?" he grunted, struggling to right himself and stand while glaring at me. "What? I thought I'd test out some of my MMA moves," I said with a shrug. He didn't buy it. "You're a big man. I thought you'd be prepared for anything." "You're better off with Kat as a partner," he said matter-of-factly, and made a motion towards the exit again. "Sweep the leg! Sweep the leg!" The voice was back, this time more urgent. I didn't hesitate. Once again, my leg extended, and I twisted my body to connect my leg with his, only to have him jump back, managing to dodge my attack. I came at him again, not missing a beat, and once again he jumped back and out of reach. "What the fuck, Lace? Cut it out!" I jumped to my feet, crouching a bit, stalking him as he slowly began to back away. "What's the matter? Scared?" I taunted him. "Lace, cut it out," he warned sternly, then turned away, dismissing me as if his words of caution would be enough to ward me off. I was in it now. I might as well go all out, I thought, as I closed the distance between us, jumped up from behind, wrapping my legs around his body, using the force of my pounce to topple us both to the ground with a thud and a unified grunt. My earbuds and his headphones went flying. He landed backwards on top of me, the back of his head nestled against my breasts, my legs still wrapped around him, as he cursed and thrashed against my arms and thighs, still fighting to maintain my grip around his body. He was fast and strong, flipping us both up and over so he was on top of me, panting and glaring down into my face, the weight of his body pinning me to the ground. I bucked my hips up, trying to topple him off, and he grunted and cursed. "Lace, that's enough! Behave!" I used the wriggling technique taught in class to free my leg and wrap it around his, just enough to buck him onto his side, and we tussled again until I was on his back, my breasts pressed against his spine, my arms and legs around him squeezing. I guess he'd done his fair share of MMA too, because his hips twisted at an angle too sharp for me to keep the hold I had on him, and once again, I was on my back. This time, his thighs pressing close behind mine, his legs spread wide, keeping my legs pushed up and back, and I grunted, bucking wildly. But it was no use. In this position, there was little wriggle room for me, especially with my hand trapped over my head, both of my wrists trapped in one of his fists. Had I been in real trouble, I could easily wriggle my hands free and use them to clap his ears, scratch his eyes, or use my teeth to bite, or... Maybe not my teeth. I had no intention of hurting him. But my tongue, on the other hand... I relaxed in his hold, reveling for a moment at the feel of his hard body pressed into me from above. Then I looked up at him, watching him, trying to understand what the hell was happening while he caught his breath. I didn't give him enough time to do either. I leaned up and tasted his lips with a long, wet lick of my tongue, startling him more than if I'd kicked him. He immediately arched back and away, giving me the opening I needed to flip him over once again, my body on top of his. But he used that same momentum to roll us over again. Now his body was on top of mine. I rolled up and over the other way, straddling him from above, only for him to roll over once more, topping me again. And I did the same, me on top of him, then him on top of me, then him. Over and over we tussled, until finally he bested me, and I was once again pinned down, my arms trapped above me, thighs spread apart and pushed back, the weight of Scott on top of me. I relaxed in his arms again, but this time he was ready, leaning his head and chest way back to avoid my tongue and mouth, but that motion causing his bulge to press deeper against my shorts. "Oh, no, you don't. What the fuck's gotten into you, Lace?" he growled. I shrugged, wriggling my hands in his grip to no avail. He couldn't help but look down at my heaving chest. The sports bra had shifted about in a skirmish, and I was now giving him a show of quite a bit of skin. My nipples were hard, too. "Maybe it's what hasn't gotten into me, Scott," I replied, seductively looking down at my breasts too, and then down lower, to where our genitals were lined up and touching over our clothes, as I slowly wriggled my bottom half against his, pushing upwards to increase the contact. I felt his cock twitch against the thin, soft material, and his body shudder before he cursed, let me go, and rolled onto his back on the mat beside me. I could have let him be, but heck, I'd come this far. In a swift move, I rolled on top of him again, straddling him, and he didn't fight back this time, just lay there looking up at me, defeated. "Lace, this isn't a good idea," he warned. "This?" I asked back. "And just what do you think this is?" I added. He sighed and shook his head. "You're my daughter's best friend." "I won't tell if you won't," I said jokingly, but he didn't seem relieved to hear that. I shrugged. "Fine. I just thought it'd be nice to know if you were different," I added. "Different?" he asked, momentarily intrigued. "You know, different from guys my age. I mean, you look different. You're much more tempting. But maybe all this is nothing special," I said, looking down at his face and chest and stomach and crotch. "Maybe you're just like every other guy," I said, slowly beginning to slide down his body, making sure he could feel the hardness of my nipples beneath my sports bra, rubbing along his chest and down his belly, letting him feel my breath against his skin as I got lower and lower. He felt my hands grip the waistband of his shorts, and still, he just stared, looking down at me between his legs, holding his breath like he was both dreading and anticipating my next move. "Maybe this," I emphasized, just before yanking at his shorts, tugging them down over his cock and watching his hard rod spring free. I repeated, looking down at his tempting shaft. "Maybe this is just like all the other cocks I've had. Nothing special. Nothing extraordinary. Just a cock. A hard cock." I licked my lips and watched his Adam's apple bob up and down as he swallowed hard, still laying silently beneath me, his hands clenched at his sides. "Maybe this," I said, leaning a little lower down so he could feel the warmth of my breath against his cock. "Doesn't taste any different than any other cock. Does it?" I asked, allowing the tip of my tongue to take the teeniest, tiniest lick of the warm flesh stretched taut around his engorged cock. A sound came from his lips, more like a whimper, and another shudder racked his body. "Hard to tell with such a tiny little taste. But it doesn't stand out on my tongue. So maybe this is just an average cock. One I'll forget as soon as I've had it. It might not even be worth it. Maybe this isn't even up to the challenge. I continued, loving his silence, his attention, the look of desire in his eyes. Although I do see some pre-cum right here. I leaned down and swiped at the glossy wet bead on the slit of his cock with my finger, bringing it to my mouth. Maybe this will change my mind. See if it tastes different from other men. I licked at it, slowly and seductively, while I watched his cock replace the drop that I'd just swiped off with more. It's good, but similar. Maybe you're right. But I was so sure you'd be different. Addictive, irresistible. So far, though, I'm not certain. Although, maybe this might look a little different than other cocks. Right here, I added, while slowly running the tips of my fingers up and down between the cleavage of my breasts beneath my sports bra. It might. This cock might look so good here. And I locked my eyes on his while I sat up and back on my heels between his spread legs, grabbed hold of the bottom of my sports bra, and slowly tugged the form-fitting material up and over my firm, young, full breasts. I moaned, cupping my tits with my hands, fondling them while he watched, and his cock twitched, and his pre-cum pooled on his belly. I pinched my nipples, rubbed them. Maybe this cock would look good here. Better than others? Do you think so? I asked Scott. And he nodded. I don't think he realized that he did, but he did. And I smiled. I was so close to getting what I needed. I think so too. If I slipped it right here, I said, leaning my breasts down against his cock, sliding them slowly upwards, and watching the tip of his cock push all the way up between my firm globes. Now this does look good. Sliding up and down between this snug little space. Better than most, that's for sure. I think it's taste test time again, I added. I couldn't help it. I needed my tongue on his cock. Leaning down, I swiped at the tip of his dick with every thrust between my tits. His fists still remained clenched against the mat at his back, but he couldn't stop his hips from bucking up slightly into my breasts. And he grunted and shivered when my lips wrapped around the head of him and started to suck. This is good. Not better than I expected, but good, I added, before sucking on his head again, over and over, building the intensity, the need. This could be the best I've ever had, I added, once again popping off the head of his cock. But it's hard to know for sure. Unless... He didn't stop me when he saw me reach for the waistband of my yoga shorts, or when I slipped them off, or when I straddled his hips, sitting high up on my knees, purposefully keeping my pussy out of reach of his cock. This cock might make this pussy. And to punctuate my words, I slowly let my hand slip down my chest and belly and mound until I was slipping two fingers into my pussy, spreading my bare labia open, letting him watch my fingers get coated with my juices. I moaned, one hand cupping a breast, the other between my legs, fingering myself in and out, in and out. This cock might make this pussy, this tight, young, wet pussy, come harder than any other average young cock. Because this cock, and I removed my hand from my pussy, wrapping it around his shaft instead, stroking my wetness into him as I did, it might just ruin my pussy for all others, I whispered. Fuck, Lacey, fuck, he growled, and I was struggling to maintain control too. I needed him filling me. I want you to ruin me, Scott, I whispered, straddling his pole, gripping the base tight with my hand, guiding him against my entrance. Ruin me, I gasped, pushing down on his shaft, sitting down deep onto his cock in one hard thrust. Oh, yes. This is the cock. Fuck. This is the cock. Scott's hands finally moved from the mats to my hips, dragging me down deeper onto him with each thrust. He planted the soles of his feet flat on the mats and used the leverage to buck up into me. Is this what you wanted? Is it? He growled. And for the first time, I was speechless. It took me a minute of being bounced up and down on his pole before I could reply. Yes, I want it. I want it. I was so close. The wall of my pussy closing in on his dick, tugging him with me to orgasm. Even in the moment of pure ecstasy, he seemed conscious of the consequences. No, Lacey, no, he begged, not lessening the force of his thrusts into me. Yes, I said with a devilish smile, I want it inside me. I want Cat's dad to come inside me. Fuck you, bitch, he growled. And somehow, that was the hottest thing he could have said in that moment. I started coming on his cock. Coming can't describe well enough how my insides clenched and drenched his pole, how my breasts bounced, how my cries for him to come in me, come in me, come in me, echoed through the room as I threw my head back and moaned. He didn't stand a chance. His fingers dug into the flesh of my hips, grinding me down as deep on his cock as he could get. His eyes rolled back in his head, and the fucks flew through the air as his cock began to pump me full of his hot, thick seed. Fuck, Lacey. Fuck. Fuck. Fucking hell. Fuck. A light sheen of sweat coated our bodies. I collapsed against him, and I couldn't be sure if he hadn't passed out. The vibrating of my phone broke the silent stillness of our aftergo. I looked at the screen to see that it was Kat. I answered, "Hey, Kat." "Me?" "Nothing. Just fucking your dad." The horrified expression on Scott's face was priceless. I laughed out loud, continuing my conversation with his daughter, adding, "Yeah, I do wish, bitch. I was just working out. We gonna hang out tonight?" "Okay. No worries." "Yeah. No, I'm sure I'll find something to do." "Yeah. Okay. Okay. Tomorrow? What time?" "Sure. See you then. Bye." I tossed the phone aside and lay back down on Scott's chest. His heart was thundering against my ear. "Calm down. She doesn't know. And she won't," I assured him. "This can't happen again," he said sternly. "Okay, fine," I agreed. "But Kat won't be home for hours. She's studying until 8 with her poli-sci group, so seeing as we're already naked, and I already have your cum dripping out of my pussy, it might not be so bad to maybe see if this..." I punctuated that word again by sliding my legs open wide around his thighs once more and rubbing my cum-dripping pussy against his still hard shaft. "Like I was saying, it might not be so bad to see if this is as good the first time as it is the second, don't you think?" The feel of his hands cupping my ass and dragging my pussy up along the length of his cock was enough of an answer. "Fine," he growled. "But this is the last day we..." "Fuck," I added. "Yeah, got it," he said. "Yes, Daddy, I got it," I said, pouting, pushing my lower lip out and batting my eyes at him. "Oh, fuck, you're gonna get it," he growled, and his hand hit the flesh of my ass in a delightfully delicious slap before he rolled me onto my back and pounded the shit out of his daughter's best friend for the second time that day. And then the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth, and, well, you get the idea.